Not too much. We have used them. We have used them.
After.
Some folks just like them. Now, at our house, we used to keep three drinking things there. My mother kept one of those old gourds. They scrape them things and boil them out and hang them up. Some folks just naturally, a lot of old folks come by there. We prefer that gold. See, we had the water sitting out on the table there. We have a glass dipper, a tin dipper, and a little gourds. Now you could drink out of whatever you wanted. And me, when we was undersized, we had a tin cup. Mm-hmm. We weren't supposed to drink out of neither one of them. Mm-hmm. We kids, we come, and we were so crazy about that old gold, we'd dip our water up in that gold and pour it in our cup. And you had the taste of that thing, it had a good flavor to it, but we didn't put our mouth on it.
Uh-huh. And, but it was glass expensive? When you were a boy, wasn't a glass for water expensive?
Water?
Yes, you say you had a glass dipper?
Oh, yes, sir.
Was that expensive?
Oh, yes, it cost 50 cents. Mm-hmm. Little old glass dipper, about like a glass, with a little handle in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, glass dipper. I'd rather drink out of mud hole than drink out of that thing. Well, a gold was at the end of a dipper. Our grandmother used to give us some little old gourd. I don't know. It's small. And we used to drink out of them most and have our bucket. Mm-hmm. Had a cedar bucket.
Did you use a cedar bucket for water?
Water.
Uh-huh.
Cedar bucket. Had a bucket. The head now the baby, and after I married, they still had that cedar bucket. The bucket cost about $2 when I was a baby, cedar. No sap in it, just a red cedar bucket. Mm-hmm. And you get water and let it sit in that old bucket overnight, and take that gold and drink, or you feel like a new man looked like then.
It's really good.
But this old glass dipper looked like that. And
mm-hmm.
I get to drink out of sometime when you won't look at me.
Did you ever have any homemade whiskey or anything?
Whiskey?
Yes, to drink homemade.
No, I didn't know nothing about that then.
What did
homemade or no other kind of made until after I was good and grown. Of course, they just had it up here after us. Been mad for years. They just made it and shipped it. They had agents and everything. It's all homemade whiskey right across the county line.
What did they call it?
Sir?
What did they call it other than whiskey? And did they call it?
He called it moonshine.
Moonshine. Would that be good stuff or not?
It must have been good. Because they had agents in New Orleans, Chicago, and everywhere. They didn't do nothing but the little sample, just walking around, going to Chicago and New Orleans, around that, and they had 16 mules weighing 2,000 pounds, hay and stuff racked up from here to the road out there. It must have been pretty good running that kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
That's years ago.
Suppose somebody made it and it wasn't any good, what would they call that?
What?
Suppose somebody made some whiskey at home and it wasn't very good. It
burned
and hurt your stomach and made you sick.
I don't know what the name they had, but they called it all moonshine and this other old stuff.
Did you ever hear?
Some of them would call it just like what you make whiskey out of, sour mash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sour the mash to make the liquor.
Mm-hmm.